Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I am so excited to be here for another entry. We are here. Season 3 has officially launched. I know we kicked things off like really hardcore with the amazing Lanice, my good friend in this industry, an amazing powerhouse. And I told you guys in that entry that I was going to come back and tell you guys a little bit more about what I've been up to in our next entry. So as promised, welcome back for entry 45. I am titling this entry, Six-Figure Months in Champagne. Okay. So let me fill y'all in on what's been going on. We didn't really get into it too much. I told you guys a little bit, but I told you guys I would really fill you in this entry. So a lot has been going on since we last met. It is now April 2021, and I can't believe it. I don't know how we got here, but we're here. Okay, so y'all, last time we met in December, it was really rough. So if you don't know, I pre-record all of my podcast entries, like usually a month ahead, sometimes a few weeks ahead. So the recordings and the entries that you guys were listening to in December were recorded in November. And November was kind of rough for me. Not from a business perspective, I would say more so it was a transition happening in life for me. I had a lot of things happening in life. And I was just like, for the first time ever, I felt unprepared in a sense. I was like, oh, what is going on? Jess that always has everything together is not sure if she got this together. And I remember feeling like a little bit different emotionally. I was feeling a little depressed. I was looking and putting a lot of expectations on a few people in my life that I now see, you know, I didn't need to do that with. Nope, I don't put expectations on people at all anymore. But in this season, I remember putting expectations on a few people. I remember being home with family for the holidays, and I survived November. And then December hit. Y'all, 2020 was already like the most ghetto year ever. But when I tell y'all December 2020, that felt like it felt equivalent to the entire 12 months of 2020. 2020 was lit at first. I came to y'all telling y'all how in quarantine, life was still lit. I was seeing my top grossing moms in business. Everything was cool. But December was crazy. For the first time ever, I remember I was without a Facebook ads agency, which is like super scary when you are scaling. You guys know I'm a big advocate of Facebook ads, dedicated marketing teams, and just making sure that you have teams in place to maximize your brand's expansion, right? And I remember I had parted ways with one ad agency. I was working with a freelancer out in the UK, and I had parted ways with that agency. And I was without an ad agency. Well, thank God I know how to do pretty much everything in my company. Now, I may not be an expert at everything, but I do know how to run ads very well. I teach students how to run ads within my program. So it's something that I do know how to do, and I'm pretty good at it. I've seen a lot of top grossing months. If you do run ads, then you know all about ROAS. I have X'd out my ROAS plenty of times. So I'm like, okay, I can do it. Now, I don't necessarily always do it because you have to have time to run ads, right? Anything in your company requires time. And one thing I'm not is available at all in my company. Like, I know that there are certain days out of the week that work well for me to get things done. And I also know that when I'm on projects, I cannot be everywhere at every time. And I can get very, very overwhelmed. So December was a very crazy month. First of all, you're trying to get to all of your end of the year goals. And I remember in December, I got back in town from the holidays and my accountant called me. And Ephraim called me and he was like, yo, Jess, what's up? How you been? Da, da, da. I'm like, I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. Mind you, you know, November was kind of odd for me emotionally, but December, I'm still okay. I'm hanging in there. Well, my accountant calls me, y'all. Oh my God. He calls me and tells me, Jess, I need you to spend as much money as possible. You are going to owe six figures in taxes. Like, I'm talking high six figures. So I'm like, what? He's like, we need to spend as much as we can on product development. We need to spend as much as we can. We need to increase your salary. And I'm like, oh crap, like what is going on? So Long story short, y'all, as you guys scale and grow your businesses, it's very important that you have an accounting team, which I do, and they are amazing. However, my company has scaled so quickly in 2020 that by fourth quarter, we were just continuing to see profit. We were continuing to grow. And I didn't know how much I had fully made yet. Like, I'm on top of my numbers, but I didn't know how much I had really genuinely earned, you know, net versus gross. Like, I didn't know. And I knew how much I had been spending, but not how much I was really profiting at that time just yet. Because we usually look at that at the end of the year, towards early January. So like we look at that the last week of December, early January, but he called me the first week of December, like, Jess, you're going to owe a crap load of taxes. So I'm like, oh crap, I'm going to owe a bunch of taxes. So I have to put aside a lot of money for this. Now, thank God the way that my accountant requires me to operate, we work with the profit first methodology. So I had money put aside. But I remember feeling like, yo, who wants to give their money away to the IRS? So I immediately got stressed when I got off the phone. Then that same day, I get a call from family. We were going through this huge transition with my family. And I remember feeling like so sad, so depressed. And for the first time, I feel like in my, I'm going to say, in my time since I relocated to LA for the first time, I was like legit depressed in December. I was like, couldn't get out of bed, y'all. Gina, my best friend, Brittany was calling me like, are you okay? It was so many other things going on, y'all. This is not champagne problems. I know this is titled. What's our title today? What I made up? I told you, oh, six figures of champagne. So this was, it might sound like a champagne problem, but I had other things going on personally that I was not expecting that came straight directly out of left field. I'm talking shifts and huge dynamic changes in regards to just personal things, emotions, things that were just going on in my life, right? In addition to business. So I'm dealing with all this personal shit on top of business shit. So it's just shit on shit on shit, okay? Then my accountant tells me you got to put aside six figures, and I don't have an ad agency, so I'm trying to run ads so we can make as much money as possible. November and December, they were good months, but they were lower grossing months for my companies, which is usually rare. Like, it was really rare. And I'll say for one of my companies. It was a lower tier month. I was responsible for marketing, so that was really stressful because it was all on me to do outreach. And in addition to all this, I got a bunch of family stuff going on. So in between trying to make sure my businesses are continuing to strive, in between trying to make sure that I'm saving as much money as possible, trying to set up 401ks to make sure we have money put aside, to really keep within the company instead of reinvesting it into the IRS who don't need no more money. And that is really stressful when you got like 2 weeks to do all this. So I'm trying to find a company that can place my companies in a perspective where we could do 401ks. I'm trying to find different outlets where I could give myself a raise and put it on paper. Like, it was just so much accounting wise that I was responsible for that last month. And my accountant has worked with me diligently. He's amazing. My team is amazing. But it was still a lot on me. As a CEO, y'all, fourth quarter is grind time. Fourth quarter and first quarter are going to make or break you. Second quarter, whew, which finally we are here. This is my vacation mode, okay? So December, I'm stressed out. My skin was a mess. I remember being in bed. I remember Gina calling me like, girl, I'm about to come over. You have not gotten out of your bed. Every time I call you, you're laying down. What's going on? I just did not feel like myself at all. And I was like, yo, this has to be depression. Like, this has to be what it feels like. And like I said, it was way more than business going on. So I'm like, I don't feel like myself. So I want to tell you guys how I got to a point where I was able to get through depression. Because I didn't realize I was depressed, like, at all. So, first thing I did, I'm a very confident chick. Like, if you know me, you know, I think I'm like the coldest chick walking. That's just how I am. And I feel like everybody should think that about themselves. Like, I think I'm a solid 10 out of 10. I didn't feel that way in December. And I was like, uh-uh, girl, you got to get this shit together. So, what did I do? I started getting it together. So, first thing I did to get through that is I started therapy again. I'm an advocate of therapy. I always tell y'all how I'm always in therapy, but I had taken a break in 2020, which was a very tough year. I think all of us needed our mental health to be covered and protected. So I got back into therapy, and my original therapist that I was working with was fully booked. So she referred me to a new therapist. So I'm like, oh, I gotta tell all my business to somebody else. So I started working with this therapist. It was absolutely amazing. I'm still with her. She is awesome, y'all. And she really started to put a lot of things into perspective for me. And all we talked about was business in December and like January. All we discussed was business. We got into personal a little bit more in January, but all we were ever talking about was business. And I remember her saying, like, you always lead conversations with business. And I want to know how that affects your personal life. And I was like, damn, I do. Like, that's my starting point. And she started to focus on, well, we started focusing on the importance of being transparent with who you are in any environment and however people perceive it is how they perceive it. Who cares, right? And I remember her telling me, like, you know, next session, we're not going to start at all with business. I want you to lead with what you did this week. And if you can't tell me what you did this week, that means you're not living enough. And I was like, damn. So, y'all, I was so into my business. Like, I've always been a workaholic. But, like, we had started to look over, like, traumas from childhood and stuff like that. And I was like, I've been through a lot to make me a workaholic. Like, there's a reason behind you being a workaholic. So, if you're a workaholic, I want y'all to do these exercises that I'm about to tell you about. So, the first thing we did was we went back to my childhood. And she made me write down how I perceive business, life, and love. As the 14-year-old me, the 18-year-old me, and then the 30-year-old me. I'll be 30 this year. And the way that I perceived love at 14 was pretty much, you know, what did I experience in my family? What was my relationship like with my mom, my dad? My mom was amazing. My mom is absolutely a phenomenal woman. My dad passed away in 2011, and we weren't the closest. He did what he could, but he definitely could have done a better job. And we were talking about some of the things I had gone through in life. And I remember at the end of the conversation, like, y'all, I didn't realize how much shit I had been through. And at the end of the conversation, I said, yeah, it's just mild trauma. And she said, mild trauma. And she looked at me like I was crazy and started taking all these notes. And I was like, damn, I'm about to be in a, damn, she about to have me in a crazy jacket, right? So I'm like, damn, I've been through some stuff. And she was like, I need you to receive that and accept that you've been through stuff. And it now plays a huge factor in how you work and how you move. And I started realizing, like, she was like, this is why you lead with business. This is all you know. This is what you trust. I've been an entrepreneur since I was 14. Like, I started a regular exposure, y'all, when I was 14, my clothing company. And I had never taken time to hold. I'm not gonna say I never took time, but I didn't take a lot of time to enjoy the process. I was so in it. I was very stern. I was on my boss stuff. At like 18 years old, I was in meetings, having conversations with people that were double and triple my age. You know, I was in conversations, setting up partnerships and deals at 20 years old and 21. And I didn't really take time to smell the roses. I was in a serious relationship for a long time in my 20s. And I didn't realize, like, girl, you ain't even get out here and really enjoy. So for the past like 3 years, I've made it my duty to enjoy life. But now we're at a place where it's champagne every day. Okay. So pretty much that journey really forced me to realize the importance of why I became an entrepreneur. And that was one of the questions that she asked me, is like, why did you even become an entrepreneur? And I realized, y'all, and I see this in so many of my peers and so many of my friends in this industry where we lead with business and everything we do. I see a lot of people that don't enjoy life. I see a lot of people that advocate for working 7 days a week, working and not sleeping. I saw this video of Steve Harvey that one of my girlfriends reposted. And I saw this video years ago and it kind of resurfaced where Steve Harvey was talking about how you don't deserve to sleep. You should be working. We should be up at 5 a.m. and 4 a.m. and 3 a.m. because on the East Coast, they already up. My videographer over here shaking his head because he don't sleep either. I just asked him when he came in. I was like, Ken, when do you sleep? Because if I text Ken at 3 a.m, he's going to write me back. If I text him at 4 a.m, if I text him at 1, he's going to call me wide awake. And I've never seen anything like it. And he sleeps like 4 hours and says it's a good night to rest. And I was talking to him about the importance of just like getting an assistant and having help. And I'm still learning in that arena. Like, I have an assistant, thank God. But my assistant had to sit me down earlier today and she was like, Jess, I have a brand new assistant. And she was like, Jess, you have to teach me a few things so that I can take it off your plate. Because I'm sitting here ready to work, ready to go. And I gave her all these tasks and it saved my life. And she's benefiting as well, right? Because she gets more hours. So I say all that to say, y'all, like, you have to set your business up and structure it in a way where you get to enjoy life. And I feel like society and media advocates that we're not supposed to enjoy it. We're supposed to just go to work and grind and get money. And that is the methodology to success. And I want y'all to know that success is not entrepreneurship. Success is not finances. Success, and this might sound cliche, but I'm telling you, that's not what this is about.
Hey, Fashionpreneur, I hope you're enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries podcast. I wanted to take a second and invite you to my brand new free masterclass, Boutiques versus Brands, How to Scale Your Label to See 5 Figures Monthly. I've been able to successfully do this for many years, and I'm excited to share this information with you guys. Within class, I'm really excited because we're going to be doing a case study on my good sis, Rihanna. Yes, Riri. I'm going to be showing you guys how the GOAT creates so much inclusion and how she markets her brand so successfully, and what I take from her brand and what I want you guys to take and create within your brands. I'm also going to be showing you guys some information about wholesale vendors, developing your own fashion label if you're a designer like myself. The list goes on. We're going to talk about Facebook ads. I mean, it's just so much. So I'm just going to stop here so you can get back to this entry, but make sure you register right now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com/webinar. I'll see you in class. All right.
When I felt like my mental health was being attacked in December, when I felt like the devil was playing with me, when I was in tears crying to God that I feel better every day, just mentally, emotionally, like that was different. And I was doing all that in a penthouse, honey. Okay. I drive a nice car. I have a nice home. I was doing all of that. So I want you to know, it doesn't matter where you are. If you're not stable emotionally, if you're not going to God on it, if you are not taking care of yourself, it is not going to work. I talked to one of my, associate in my network earlier, and we were talking about the importance of spiritual health in business and how it's required, that it's taught. And she was talking about how she offers that within her program and services that she offers. And I was blown away because you don't hear about that a lot. And I always tell people, like, you know, in my program, it's really important to me and the culture of my companies. I have 2 new employees that just started, and both of them asked questions about what it's like working here. And I told them that our culture is very, very prone to taking care of our self-care, taking care of ourselves, taking care of our bodies. I take care of my staff. Like, I have people that tell me all the time, like, oh, Jess, you do a lot. I provide lunch for my staff. I provide, like, they don't even have to bring lunch if they don't want to. Like, it's lunch meat in there. It's fresh tomatoes, spinach, cheese. I'm talking not the $2 Kraft cheese. I'm talking the good pepper jack, y'all. Like, I take care of my people. It's everything in here you need to survive, because you're making an investment to me. And I think, y'all, it's very important that you put yourself in environments where you're treated the way you deserve. And we have been raised to think that we're supposed to only go to work, go home, and pay bills. And I want y'all to know that you could be setting yourself up for a life that is not truly joyful, that is not truly successful. So though I've always been successful, December was the first time that I felt like I had plateaued emotionally in the process. And I just want y'all to remember to never do that. There's no amount of money in the world that is worth it. I, you know what's crazy? I worked through it. I didn't take a day off. Even though I was in the bed, I was working. All I did was work. All I knew is I can only rely on me. All I knew is my family was relying on me. All I knew was I was required to be responsible for my success. But I didn't realize that me being responsible for my success meant actually taking off of work and taking care of myself. So few things I started doing in January and February. Of course, I was still in therapy. We started focusing on me taking care of myself, actually enjoying life more. So I started to do that. January was still a tough month for me. Emotionally, I felt like my businesses were doing better. The one business I told you guys that decreased a little bit in December and November, it went back up. I got a new ad agency, so that was off my plate. So it was lit. Then February comes. February felt really good. Like, I felt like myself again. I'm going to tell y'all what I was doing. First thing I started doing was I went to God on it, and I heard God clearly direct me to start motivating myself through my mindset. I need to train my mindset. And people come to me every day for inspiration. They watch my Insta stories because I try to write something almost every day that just inspires, that touches. It just changes somebody's point of view. I get DMs every day from women that tell me, like, yo, you're inspiring me. You're helping me reach a new level. You're giving me a word that I needed confirmation on. So when I hear those things, it just pushes me further and forward. But I need y'all to understand, even the boss gets tired, all right? Even the boss gets emotionally drained. That's why I'm having this vulnerable conversation with y'all right now. But what I want y'all to know is what I was doing to help me through that process. So in addition to therapy, I decided to start going to a trainer. I wanted to work out. I had gained I'm not even gonna say I gained a lot of weight, but I gained a few pounds in places I didn't want to gain weight, like my stomach. I was like, I was losing some of my curves. It wasn't looking right. I wasn't looking like me. So I started to go to a trainer, and I purposely asked the trainer to come to me at 6 a.m. I found an amazing trainer on Instagram, hit him up. He came to me at like 6 a.m. We got it in, and it was so exhausting. And I remember being in so much pain. I called my best friend the next day so we could hang out, eat. I got super dressed up to do nothing. And she was like, oh, you're feeling lit. You feeling like yourself. I was like, yeah, I feel good. I could barely move because my limbs were so exhausted from working out. But I was fully dressed and ready for the day. And I remember telling her, like, never lose yourself, like, ever in this process of entrepreneurship. My best friend is an entrepreneur. She's been an entrepreneur for almost 2 years full time now, but she's been an entrepreneur for years. And I always tell her, like, just where I'm at and like to try to just help her and anybody, you know. I always want to let her know where I'm at. So I told her, like, yo, you will lose yourself in this. Cause I saw my best friend, my mom, y'all, my mom is like her auntie. Her mama is like my auntie. And I remember my mom told her one day, like, I need you to set 3 alarms right now so you remember to take breaks within your day. I need you to set an alarm so you get off at 5:00. So now I call my best friend at 5:00 almost every day, like, what you doing? You better not be on that damn computer. It matters, y'all. We're in a place where we're getting older. And I have a lot of friends that are 35 to 40 years old that don't have children, but tell me they want children. They want marriage and they're not married. They're not even dating because they're so in their grind. And they say, well, I'm working right now. I'm locked in. I'm grinding. Y'all, the whole point of this is for success. Love is success. Light is success. God is success. Your mental health is success. Joy is success. And if we don't focus on those things, you will not have a successful business. So I started working out with this trainer consistently every single week. I became addicted to fitness and results, y'all. I got me a little 4-pack stomach nail. Body's like plaque cacao. I've been taking my bikini pictures. Okay, I'm feeling like real 2.0. So February, yeah, I just started feeling like myself again. And March, I felt wholeheartedly like myself. I want y'all to know that March, I worked my butt off, but I worked a lot less. I went on multiple vacations. I was out of the country, trip after trip. I hired a new assistant and another assistant. I'm expanding my team. I am taking my time on making decisions, and I have been enjoying life. I have been out pretty much almost every night. Like, life's been really lit, really lit. I've been dating, just doing whatever I want to do, whatever I feel like doing. And yesterday I had a session with my therapist, right? And I was telling her like all the updates and what I've been doing this month and everything. And she was like, girl, I am so proud of you. She said, let me let you get off this phone so you can get back to living your life. I said, yes, yes. So March, y'all, I want y'all to know that I worked the least, and my company, both of my companies, well, two of my companies, I'll say, had their top grossing months in history, and I worked the least. Do y'all understand what I'm saying to you? Okay? I realized I didn't have to work as hard to get the result. So I let it go in March. I'm still going to my training. I'm still doing the same things, but I've conditioned myself to make this my lifestyle now. So I do not play about therapy, training, therapy, training, therapy, training. But I also now don't play about my personal time. I don't play about hanging out. I was at dinner last night till 1 a.m. I had the time of my life. I don't play about networking. I don't play about meeting new people and showing up 1,000% as myself as soon as I walk through the door. I'm not showing up with the, hey, how you doing? Because it's not me. You're going to get all of me. Hey, boo. Hey, sis. What's up? Yes. Family, your outfit is a vibe. Let's talk. What's up? What do you do? I have been meeting so many new people that love some of the same things I do. And we have so many things in common, and some of us don't. There's a lot of things that we don't do the same. I have made a lot of new friends. I've began a lot of new relationships with people that come from all different facets of life. We are all so different, and it's just changed my perspective on life and the world. So when I tell y'all I feel really good right now, I feel really good. So this month I made 6 figures on 6 figures. And I have been celebrating every single win. So I've been drinking champagne on champagne. So that's why this entry is called 6 Figures in Champagne, because it's a testimonial to not just a win in business, y'all, but this is a win in life. So I want y'all to make sure, if you get nothing else out of this, I need you to take care of yourself through this process. I know that you want to be this boss. You want to be a creative. You want to be an entrepreneur. But I know so many people, so many boutique owners, so many designers, so many entrepreneurs, so many Black women that are around me that don't have those things. They go home by themselves at night. I know one of my OGs, as I call them, I hang with a lot of women that are like in their 40s and their 50s. And I get inspiration from them. I hang with a lot of women that are married, that are divorced. They have all types of backgrounds. And one of my OGs was telling me recently, she said, I want you to remember that this work shit, it gets real old. And the person that's for you and the people that are for you, they're not going to care about any of that. It's going to be all based on your personality. It's going to be all based on how you make them feel. So I want y'all to know, pay attention to how you feel before you try to love on anybody else. And pay attention to what you're doing to prepare yourself for what you want in life. So don't forget about the things that matter. Don't forget about family. Don't forget about making time to visit your family. I'm taking a trip to visit one of my aunties that I haven't seen in over a year. And I probably wouldn't have taken that trip if I wasn't in the position I'm in right now in life. I just been going on trip after trip. I've been putting my out of office dates up with no problem, unapologetically, because I've worked very hard to receive them. Okay. And I've just been in, I'm in a space now where I'm not feeling guilty for taking time off. I'm actually enjoying it. So I have a lot of trips lined up. I'm about to go to New Orleans. One of my friends invited me to Dubai, Greece. We're going a lot of places. So I'm going to all these places and I'm really excited about it. And I'm excited to just do what I love right now. And yeah, I just want y'all to know that out of a dark place came a lot of light. So I still got to pay my six figures in taxes, but that's all right. That don't matter. That's champagne problems. Now that is a champagne problem, but I'm just in a space, y'all, where I'm just really excited to expand in life. So that's where I've been during this season 3 break. I really needed this break. So God aligned it at the perfect time, because clearly sis was about to pass out if she would have kept going, honey. So I'm really grateful that I had that time to myself. I'm grateful to be back right now where I'm at. And I want y'all to know this is going to happen in your process. I pray it doesn't, but you're going to lose yourself at some point. You're going to lose your mind. You're going to think you are making the wrong decisions. You're going to think that you're not capable. You're going to wonder if you have enough product on your website. You're going to start wondering if you don't have enough product, if you're working with the right team, are you qualified? I want you to know it's all part of the journey. And the energy that you keep around you is what's really going to assist you in this process. And it's really important. And energy, it is very strong. It is very strong. So I've been very, very mindful of whose energy I'm surrounding myself with, and who I'm letting in. And I'm showing up as myself to every doorway. And if the energy doesn't feel right, then it's okay. You know, I'm at an age right now where it's kind of like, it was nice meeting you. And that's it, you know? So be open to just showing up and doing and feeling what you feel. And I hope that you guys are taking care of yourself. I challenge you to make sure your mental health is okay. And if it's not, take a break. Don't try to push through it like me, because it didn't work out. I thought I was pushing through it, but I wasn't. So all that push through, all that work 7 days a week, all that don't take a day off, that's not what we were built for. And that's not what entrepreneurship is about. Like, I wish that we would stop advocating that we're supposed to work 7 days a week. We all work really, really hard, but I'm at a place where I want to work more smart. And I promised myself that by my 30th birthday, I'll be retired from a few different things within my companies, and I'm setting them up for that to be my reality. And God is aligning it. I'm already hiring the right people. They're already being placed in position. And one thing I'm working on within Irregular Exposure that I can't believe I'm about to say is I'm working on not being the lead designer. So I love being a designer, but I'm actually considering, I think I told you guys before, I'm considering hiring a couple more designers that are younger and innovative, but I want to step back. Like, I want to really be retired, y'all. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, I am waiting to be the stay-at-home wife that's in her role, that is going over homework with the kids in her really nice mansion in the hills. Like, that's about to be me, y'all. Give me like 5 years, all right? So that's what I'm working towards. And I am setting my life up for retirement to just simply enjoy life right now. So just make sure you're setting yourself up for what you say you want, because what you say and what you feel will become your reality. So that's what I've been doing, y'all. I think it was everything I wanted to tell you guys. That's pretty much where I've been at. I told you guys I've been really focused on networking and meeting more people. Tomorrow I have like 2 networking dinners and then a hookah meetup. Saturday I have to pull up at a friend's store, two of my friend's stores out here just to connect with them. Like, I just been making sure I'm touching people and I'm politicking and I'm doing things organically. I'm not looking for any expectations when I meet people. And it's been good. I went to Cabo recently and I really wanted to meet, I've met a lot of people out here in LA, but I wanted to meet some more amazing, powerful Black people that were excited to travel. Tell me why randomly while I was there, I met a group of like 40 Black people from LA. And we've been connecting. I've been going to all their events. We've been vibing out. It's just been an awesome time. Like 2021 is really looking up. So I'm really excited and I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves. So that's what I've been up to. 6 figures of champagne. And I'm gonna keep doing a lot of 6 figuring and champagne in it. Okay, I just made both of those words up, but I hope y'all feel it. All right, y'all. So that is going to wrap entry 45. This was definitely a diary. That's why this podcast is called The Fashionpreneur Diaries, honey. All right, y'all. So I hope y'all enjoyed that one, and I will see you all soon. Take care of your mental health. Take care of your spiritual. Take care of your body, and just stay protected. Keep your energy protected, y'all. All right.